This is Jeanette and J-John, Asian Pop Radio.
This is the Jeanette and J-John show here on Asian Pop Radio. Woo-hoo.
Can you feel the energy in the studio?
Wow.
It's overwhelming.
It must be the end of the week. How are you, Jeanette?
I'm doing really sore.
How are you, Juby?
Hot and sweaty.
Sweaty. It sounds like a chocolate bar.
Oh,
new Cadbury
what
sore
type
and
of chocolate bars do you eat? Hopefully not the ones from the toilet.
What? Oh, my God.
Oh, Rob's back in here.
Do you know what?
I drag my boyfriend everywhere.
Do you know
everywhere.
What I've done
Stage 5
this week? I've dropped things in the toilet twice at the worst possible time.
I do it nearly every day at 6 p.m.
That's healthy.
Very good. Oh,
why does it always have to be
what
about-
did you drop?
Well, the first day I dropped the half the toilet roll, which I really don't
what?
Like. Yeah,
You picked what?
You're supposed to wipe your
No, it's for real. Like I went for the toilet roll and I went and then somehow like flicked the toilet roll off the toilet roll holder and landed it in the bowl on top of everything.
Have you seen those infomercials where that guy like puts down a bowl of chips and then somehow he like rolls it around and drops it on the floor? He's like, oh no, what have I done?
Those YouTube videos of like the overacting in
you did with your toilet
pretty
roll?
Much. But you know that as soon as you fumble with something in life, you're going to fumble about 6 times before you could totally lose it. Like if we were quick enough, we'd just go, oh, I'm fumbling, smash down, it goes on the ground.
100%.
Like, just let it drop.
Have you seen me eat?
Yeah, it's all over your shirt.
Exactly. Rob, can I get you on the microphone real quick?
Rob,
how many
percentage
of food that comes into my mouth?
Well, let's just say you have like the rest of the 2 meals on your shirt. So
0%.
Do you wear a bib? You should wear a bib.
No.
I used to have an eating t-shirt when I was a kid.
Birthday gift idea.
My mum said to me, hey, you're the fashion designer. Star Wars. Design a food eating t-shirt.
Oh, my God.
Inspired by my
innate
girlfriend.
Asia Wide hits 24/7, Asian Pop Radio, Chanyeol and Punchwit. Stay with me. Someone that I'm very disappointed to introduce to the segment right now is Siobhan from Chopsticks and BS and How to Tell Sick.
Hi!
Hey! We dedicated
Hi,
that
Jeanette.
Song. Hey, Shaz, we
but
dedicated that
someone
song
else
to you.
There.
Oh. Hello, it's a secret mask. It's person.
It's a secret mask. It's just a floating mask nearby the microphone.
A mask.
Shaz, take a guess who it is. Oh, nice. Look, it's an Asian Pop Radio thing to eat on air.
What?
We're also eating on air. We've had muesli bars and harvest snaps.
There is a sign that says no food or drinks consumed inside.
They're yeah, but Shaz isn't here, so.
That's true. Hope you got insurance on your phone.
Hi, Shaz. I have a bone to pick
Hello.
With you. Why did you say you're always willing to take Jeanette's call, but not mine? What's the deal?
Okay, in my defense, I never said anything bad about you. I just said I liked Jeanette.
100%. That's facts. Everyone
I did not say I didn't want to answer your call. I
know? Nope, she never
said
it.
I may have implied it.
That should be our slogan. Anyway, what have you been up to, Shaz?
Well, I've been working at Vivid nonstop, so, you know, late nights, getting home at midnight, always fun.
How did you find Vivid? Would you recommend Melburnians to come down and have a look
if it
was still on?
You know, go up maybe. Or Brisbane listeners, go down. Like, you know, why Melbourne listeners specifically?
We get it. Just because Shaz said that she likes to answer my phone calls and not yours doesn't mean you should be grumpy.
Everyone should come to Vivid.
Yeah.
What
People
is
from
Vivid?
The States should come. You know, I don't even know what it stands for. Maybe Vivid Lights, like bright lights, but it's like it's lights and sound festival.
Siobhan, what are you trained for? If you don't know what Vivid means, how are you working there?
She's got the looks.
She's vivid about it.
Well, if you saw my bright blue hair in our latest YouTube video, you would understand that, like, I don't know, my grandpa always says, like, you're just basically one of the installations with that hair. So I'm like, okay, so I basically am Vivid.
All right.
She's one of the exhibitions or installations. I don't know what the correct term is.
But, Siobhan, it brings in a good crowd, doesn't it? Like, is it something like 2 million people in the space at any at the peak of it? Amazing.
Well, that's the work that I'm doing at Vivid. So my mum's a market researcher, so we do crowd counting and interviewing to work out where everyone's from, how long they're staying. And then we also do crowd counting. So from that, you can then use those numbers and roughly minus the amount of times people are going multiple days. And there you go. So we roughly get the number about 2 million.
Gee, statistics are fun, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I think I'm receiving a phone call.
Oh, please go
hang
ahead.
Up on them.
Put them to hello caller.
I like you guys more. It's probably just mother anyway.
Hello caller, you're on the air. What's for dinner tonight? Shaz, what's for dinner tonight? What are you going to eat tonight?
Ooh, I like this part.
Probably this quinoa Moroccan thing I've got in front of me. If not, probably more minestrone soup that I make.
I see.
But it's 90% vegetables and 10% liquid soup.
You know what? I'd say go with the minestrone soup because my friend got food poisoning from quinoa.
Wouldn't be quinoa on that.
I'm not very quinoa on quinoa.
Oh my god, Shaz, who are you? You just did not do that. Who are Shaz?
You,
why are you going to hit me like that?
I trained her.
I'm proud to say I trained her at everything she knows.
My whole body hurts.
Yeah, don't take the quinoa. Don't eat it.
What's wrong with quinoa, guys? Quinoa's
quinoa.
All right.
What?
It's
more like
quinoa.
Wow.
That
so, Shaz,
first Jace made that joke, then I made that joke third time. No.
And now Jeanette and Drew have also made that joke. Rob, do you have anything to say?
Nope, absolutely nothing.
It is a perfect opportunity to say I'm keen not to talk about it. Wow.
It must be
getting close to the end of the week. You know, it points to you, if you're listening right now and you have not turned over, I am really damn impressed with you.
Free quinoa for all of you. Because we don't like it.
Well, they come for Jeanette and they stay for Siobhan.
She hit us with the facts.
I'm always coming for Jeanette.
Weird, because we're related.
No, I meant like the other term.
Come on, guys.
That's not what I meant.
How do you spell coming?
Goodness. Oh, stop it.
Shaz, how do you spell coming? Like, I'm coming over.
I don't even know what was said.
She's just eating her quinoa in the background.
How do you spell coming? Like, oh, I'm coming over at 7.
What do you mean?
How do you spell it?
Because you know what? I think the moment's passed.
No, because I spell it with 2 M's, and apparently that's incorrect.
Oh, actually, I've been known to spell. I've done 2 M's in the past as well.
See,
yeah.
I think it's 2 M's.
Because when you tell someone you're coming, you go, I'm coming.
That sounds more like double I than double M, Jay.
That is true.
Coming.
Okay.
Coming.
Siobhan, so because you've been at Vivid, I'm assuming you're keeping way too busy to be chopsticking and BSing. Is that correct?
No, she's not.
Yeah. Just a little. But not too busy not to be uploading videos to our YouTube channel. And probably, hopefully, a video to Asian Pop Radio YouTube channel.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Which has not been getting much love lately, so I'll give it some more.
Wow, because we haven't put any resources into it. That's the problem.
Haven't travelled anywhere yet.
Haven't gone anywhere. Have nothing to say. Nothing worthwhile whatsoever.
Travelling me to work and then me going home.
We haven't found a video that's worth reacting to in a while. We haven't
found one, though.
Yeah.
How about Jason reacts to Siobhan's videos?
Ooh.
Yeah, I like that. It would actually mean he would have to watch one of our videos.
Yeah. Dragged you under the bus.
Steady on. I am the only one that watches your video because I'm the one that puts it on our website that no one else commits to.
So
I'm
what
the
is
only one?
What is their gaming channel called? Come. Yep.
Getting the URL link is different from watching.
It's checkpoint.
Though.
Oh, no.
So, Shaz, Jason, your gaming channel is called Checkpoint.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not a gamer. I don't know if you've noticed.
But we've talked about it on the show so many times.
That's okay. I'm more about how to chopstick. That's the channel of
and
Siobhan
that I
like. And
that's a good thing, because diversity is our thing.
Siobhan, I'm going to love you and leave you. We've got other things to do. Like, don't hold it personally, but, you know, I'm just done.
Jason's just
I'm holding
to...
it personally, but that's okay.
Jason's trying to find out.
I have phone calls to receive anyway.
Oh, dang.
Well, good. Very good. You know, say hi to Pop Asia for us.
Oh! Hi, Andy.
Remember who takes your call, Shaz. Remember who.
We do.
True story. Asia White Hits 24/7 Asian Pop Radio. Thanks, Shaz.
Bye.
Bye.